From Fox News, it's The Candidates with Brett Baer.
On November 6, 2017, entrepreneur and founder of Venture for America, Andrew Yang, announced he was running for the Democratic bid in the 2020 presidential election.
We are experiencing the greatest technological and economic shift in human history. We need a way to help millions of Americans transition through this period. And a universal basic income is the best and most efficient way to do that. Hello, I'm Andrew Yang, and I'm running for president as a Democrat in 2020.
More recently, on March 11th, Yang posted on Twitter that he surpassed the 65,000 donors needed to qualify for the first Democratic debate in June 2019. Fox News Radio's Jared Halperin takes a closer look at Andrew Yang and his $1,000 giveaway.
If candidates should run on what they know, then it's no surprise California-based entrepreneur Andrew Yang is talking a lot about technology and a new kind of economy in his presidential run.
When I get to go see a hologram and the guy's going to beam in, like, I have to just check this out,
right,
just to, like, you know, because it's going to be interesting. And so it enables me to be in multiple places at once. It'll be fun for people.
That's Yang talking about hologram campaigning during a recent interview on the Fox News Rundown podcast. Unique, yes, but also on message.
It shows that technology is transforming our way of life in very fundamental ways.
Yang has made his career in internet and software-based startups and most recently founded a nonprofit called Venture for America, aimed at pairing college graduates with startups around the country. A political novice, Yang is getting attention for universal basic income. Every citizen, 18 and older, would get $1,000 a month.
So what we need to do is we need to join every other advanced economy in the world and have a value-added tax that would then give the American people a tiny slice of every Amazon purchase, every Google search, every Facebook ad. And that's how you pay for a dividend of $1,000 a month. What I say to people is what Alaska's doing with oil, we can do with technology, which is the oil of the 21st century.
The idea of a universal basic income, Yang argues, comes from the need to respond to automation in manufacturing, retail, and service jobs.
Driving a truck's the most common job in 29 states in this country, and my friends in Silicon Valley are working on trucks that can drive themselves. So if you see that we're in the third inning of the greatest economic and technological transformation in the history of the country, then you need to make big moves to help ensure American well-being during this historic transition.
Like other 2020 candidates, Yang has also signaled support for a Medicare for all approach to health care.
Profit taking has run amok, where we're spending twice as much on our health care as other countries to worse effects. So I'm for Medicare for all. I would not eliminate private insurance, but if you do a quality job with a public option, then private insurance would be reduced.
Considered a long shot in a field with senators, members of Congress, and soon perhaps a former vice president, Yang has qualified for the first DNC debate, announcing last month he hit the threshold of 65,000 donors. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Jared, thanks. We bring in our panel, Anna Palmer, senior Washington correspondent for Politico and co-author of the new book, The Hill to Die On, Josh Krashauer, politics editor at National Journal, and Chris Steyerwald, Fox News digital politics editor. Okay, Andrew Yang, interesting guy, seems to be making a splash at least, is going to get into the first debate, Anna.
Yeah, it just underscores to me how many candidates there are in the Democratic field. He has been very impressive on the fundraising side of things, $1.7 million, more than 80,000 donors. I mean, that is more than a lot of congressional candidates do. And, you know, he's a total no-name.
Right. Josh, I mean, what about him, you know, stands out for you?
Well, he is an entrepreneur. I think the biggest difference between Yang and everyone else is he's talked about giving a universal basic income to everyone, which is a very controversial proposal, but it's, you know, it's talked about in very progressive communities. But he also is competing for what I would call the American Idol lane. There's always, in the Trump era, there's always a chance for someone to shine. Pete Buttigieg, you know, he got the early attention. He's doing very, very well. But if you can get a little money, if you can get on that debate stage and make a good impression, you can change everything. And Yang is hoping he has enough donors to get on that first debate stage. He is hoping that will be his biggest impact.
You know, we keep on talking about that first debate stage, but it's really three stages because you're going to have this kind of flowing debate over a few days, and you're really going to have to make a splash somehow to get out of that pack.
Yeah, it's going to be a challenge just because there's so many candidates. It's going to be a challenge for anyone who doesn't have the high name ID like a Bernie Sanders or Joe Biden. But Yang is on the same playing field as almost everyone else just because people are still learning about all these candidates. So in that sense, Yang feels like he's as competitive as a Tim Ryan or a member of Congress who has something of a low political profile.
Which is in part why we're doing this podcast, is to intro all of these different candidates.
Talk about damning with faint praise. Josh says he's doing about as well as other no-name members of Congress who are also running for president. Andrew Yang is the Libertarians Democrat. He's also caught on with what I would call the bro conservative constituency. He has done interviews with Ben Shapiro. He has caught the attention of Joe Rogan, who hosts a popular podcast for those folks. Part of it is because he's the only one talking about the rise of the machines. So if you are worried about robots taking over the world, Andrew Yang is the only candidate that is seriously talking about that.
And well, I will say John Delaney formed the AI caucus on Capitol Hill. So
that's true.
He's mentioned that as well.
He takes a backseat to no one on the rise of the machines. But the other thing is Yang's $1,000 a month universal basic income is a liberal idea, but it's also kind of a libertarian-y idea because it's about consolidating welfare into single payments, and it's about let's take this issue off the table. He's very much thinking about the future. He's a very interesting candidate. And another thing Democrats could take from Andrew Yang, go do the interviews. Go talk to the people. He and Buttigieg have that in common. Pete Buttigieg and Andrew Yang have been willing to go anywhere and talk to anybody without being a snooty patootie.
Yeah. I guess what we really haven't figured out, Anna, is how this breaks itself up. You know, like as we move on here, how do you get to the next stage of American Idol?
I was talking with some sources about this week, just in terms of, you know, every single day or week, it feels like there's another candidate who's getting in this race. And what's the point, right? I keep asking everyone, why would you do that? And their point was, there's no harm. There's no reason to not get in the race right now. If you're Seth Moulton, you're Andrew Yang, I mean, 2 months ago, no one had probably even really heard of him. And now, you know, you're able to get some name ID. You're able to, you know, show yourself to the American public, potentially run for another office if, you know, they're not going to be successful running for president.
Josh, I guess that's what it is. I mean, they're getting in with the thought of this is going to lead to something else. Some of them obviously think that they have a path to the presidency.
Well, he has more than quadrupled his Twitter following. He has 250,000 Twitter followers, which is a platform that allows him to get his message out. And I think Chris made an important point that he's willing to go anywhere and have his message listened to by conservatives, by moderates. He's gone on The Breakfast Club, which is, you know, a progressive show listened to by a lot of African-American listeners. He isn't afraid to have his message go where people may not be the most receptive to it. So that's a lesson. I think Democrats are learning that belatedly, but it is something that has allowed him to get a platform. It has allowed his name to grow, and it could give him a chance to make an impact.
Besides the universal income, is there anything else that Andrew Yang stands out on?
He I mean, I think Chris said it right, in that he has some libertarian-y ideas, but you know, he generally, when it comes to the big issues, he is acceptable to the Democratic base. So I don't think he's going to be like a Tulsi Gabbard, who, you know, on her views on Syria are really, you know, driving a lot of Democrats upset. He's someone who has some interesting, unique ideas that are a little more on the libertarian wing of the party or of the country. But I don't think he's unacceptable to the Democratic mainstream.
I mean, when you I've talked to a lot of Democrats like Anna has about what this is all about. I mean, why are we getting a cast of thousands? And what is the hope here? And, you know, everybody says they want substance. They want somebody who can beat Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. Period. The end. Mm-hmm. And finding that this way is kind of interesting.
Well, we have a couple of factors colliding. One, the old system in which the party decides doesn't work anymore because we have impossibly weak parties that aren't able to exert themselves anymore to act as a winnowing. The invisible primary is not what it used to be. The other thing is this. Donald Trump never held public office. Donald Trump never did any of it. So why not me? Why not Andrew Yang? Why not a member of the House? Why not anybody? And the bias among voters against experience, and the bias among voters in favor of change and freshness definitely is an invitation to that. If he can do it, why not me?
Does he make it to Iowa?
I don't know. I think it's going to depend on if he can keep his fundraising up, right? I mean, that's the biggest kind of indicator, I think, on a lot of these races and the health of their actual campaigns.
He's a self-funder, though, too, right? I mean, is he?
Yeah, but I mean, can you keep this donors? Can you keep? He had 99% of his donations were under $200. So do those people, you know, keep going on Act Blue and giving their $10 or their $5 a week? Can you keep that momentum? And it'll be interesting to see, how does someone like him actually, when he is on that first debate stage, make a name for himself? Right now we're in this kumbaya moment among Democrats where everybody's just loving everybody coming into the race and nobody's really hitting anybody for their policies or their positions. You know, can he punch above his weight? Like you saw a Pete Buttigieg when he tried to kind of take on the vice president. I'm not sure it worked or not, but you at least saw him trying to kind of hit above his weight a little bit.
And then once you get into the real mobilizing voters, right, it's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah, he'll be in this race just because he doesn't have a lot of overhead. He has nothing to lose. If you're a member of Congress and you do poorly, you know, you don't want to be embarrassed at a certain point. But if you're a businessman, if you're an entrepreneur, you can afford to stick around. He does have some ability to self-finance a campaign. I think he wants his issues to be heard, that universal basic income is something that really means a lot to him, and he's going to want to put that in the conversation. So I think he'll likely be in the picture in Iowa. I don't think he'll get a whole lot of votes.
Secretary of Robot Overlords.
That's what he's playing for?
I don't know.
All right. Andrew Yang, we will watch him. That'll do it for this week. You can hear more of this series at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Make sure to leave a rating and a review. We want to hear from you. For Anna and Josh and Chris, I'm Brett Baer. We'll see you next time.